was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane, almost drove right back to the 541.
Hey guys, welcome to the podcast. I'm Alex at TSB Pod. He is Ski at TSB Ski. He is King at Jeromney. If you're watching us right now on Twitch, it is twitch.tv/abrawg87, A-B-R-A-W-G-8-7. Also on YouTube, whenever I feel like editing and uploading the videos, which is every couple weeks, if you want to catch up on those streams, you can do so there. There's probably something else. Discord. We're in Discord, Sports Brewery on Discord. There's a whole bunch of action over the last week on there because of Oregon baseball and what was going on with them. Join the Discord Sports Brewery. Yeah, yeah. Number one Oregon baseball fan. No clue.
Never heard of it.
No clue what was going on. Before I get too far, the movie this week, it's Zombie Month, and so it is Zombie Land. So Zombieland is on Netflix. You can watch it, listen to us talk about it on Sunday. Dads and Grads Week, big ups. Kids graduating, Father's Day this weekend. Do your kids ever do anything for you for Father's Day? Like,
I didn't know,
directed by mom.
I didn't know it was Father's Day until yesterday.
Yeah.
I didn't know this weekend. It doesn't mean anything to me.
It's such a non-holiday. And
it's probably because my dad is dead.
Dead. I'm just saying, like, as a dad, like, people always tell me, it's like, hey, you doing anything for Father's Day? It's like, does your kid ever do anything for you? No. Like, what?
As the only non-dad, I feel like, do they at least leave you alone with, like, bullshit?
No, Sunday. It's a normal Sunday. Nothing changes. and I don't have a wife, and so I would imagine if I had a wife and a kid, like, it might be different. I might get, like, a nice breakfast made for me or something. It's like Father's Day is a nothing day, man.
See, I'm not a breakfast guy, so
yeah,
that one's just kind of out of. They can cook it, and I'll look at it. But I don't really care for bacon.
Wait, I can't remember if you were the big pro bacon guy. I know Braga was the big pro bacon guy.
Did you just say that you don't like bacon?
It's fine.
Yeah, see, bacon's very, very average.
Yeah, it's fine. It's mid. That's what the kids say.
I know. Yeah.
No cap. I flabbergasted. But I mean, you know, whatever. It's math at some point, and there's always going to be two assholes out of 100 who don't like something, and that's you guys. Where should we start? Should we just start?
I got two things right off the jump.
I was going to ask if we should start with Oregon baseball, but yeah, go ahead.
We'll get there. I don't even know what that is. I've never heard of it.
Yeah, what is that? College baseball?
Oregon's a golf school.
I hear you, and I see you.
There you go.
I've gotten some complaints,
whoa,
but some critiques. Oh, and there, you guys are right. An hour and a half podcast, not good. It's too long. It's bad. We need to tighten it up.
We've literally had conversations about this. About not wanting to do an hour and a half. We don't want to do an hour and a half.
I know.
No.
I know. But I'm just saying, listeners, I hear you and I see you. And also, I am bringing in a new thing. Some people would call this a box of tissues. I'm calling it the issue box.
Yeah.
Can you guess what is in the issue box? It is blank paper. What is in the issue box?
Probably nothing.
Issue paper. So randomly, you have to respect it. You have to respect the rules of the issue box. I'll just
pull out something at random and let us know.
Let's just get it going right now. What are your guys' thoughts on Baby Gronk rizzing up Livy? Is Baby Gronk the new Riz God? Big issue.
I've always said that.
Pressing issue, I would call this.
I've always said that. I don't know your opinion, Ski, but yeah.
Is Baby Gronk the new Riz God?
Ski?
I mean, is he not? Yes. Clearly he is, right?
such a good answer.
You said it with real conviction there.
I did. I have full conviction behind it.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
You want to?
I've seen this baby Gronk, and it's more of the dad is
yes
the problem when it is. The kid's just a kid getting, you know, running through like Omaha drills and, you know, yeah, Oklahoma drills and every day and hitting. It's like, this dad's fucking out there.
That's not important. That's not important. Is he the new Riz God? Alex, is baby Gronk the new Riz God?
I already gave my answer. I feel like you're being like a ski apologizer here because you're just letting him get away with a non-answer. I am very clear in my stance on this. So ski at any point, if you want to answer the question.
I already said, yes, he is. Is he
okay.
not?
All right.
Okay. We can carry on.
I understood like maybe two words out of that sentence, I think.
Thank you guys for surrendering to the issue box. This would be way better with sound, but Discord is dumb and I can't do it.
I love that you said surrendering to the issue box.
Well, that's what you do.
Hey, I know two people who actually want us to go an hour and a half.
No, you don't.
And they're in the chat right now on Twitter.
They don't. They don't even want it. They don't even want it.
They're not talking in this podcast.
They don't want it either.
No. They're not us, so why do we care what they think?
September through November, sure. But right now, no, they don't want it.
Yeah. Yeah, this is literally the time of year where it's impossible to do an hour and a half podcast. So,
but watch us. We'll figure it out.
We'll find a fucking way.
Well,
With this dumb bullshit you guys keep talking about. Go ahead, Ski.
Well, I was going to say, we could do riff at least 20, 25 minutes off a 90s baseball roster. I mean,
surrender to the issue box. Alex, how do you plan to solve systemic racism? What is the solution?
Voting.
Moving on.
Yeah.
I thought it was
moving
kill
on.
Lightning.
Moving on.
I mean, that probably wouldn't hurt. Yeah, let's talk Oregon baseball, huh? Huh? Your Oregon baseball. You're the honk.
I mean,
what happened?
Well, when you're forced to start your worst pitcher in a deciding game 3, that did not portend well.
It was so
when
wild.
When the guy you're starting hasn't started since I think it was May 11th, and he gave up 8 runs without recording an out. Not great, Bob.
Good for the ERA.
Yeah.
That happens so often in that series where a pitcher would go who hasn't played in like a month and a half.
Well, and like the someone was charting it, and it could, I haven't looked it up. I'm sure there was a little hyperbole in it, but I think they said that in the last 11 innings, Oregon loaded the bases without surrendering a hit, either by walk, error, hit by pitch. 6 times in the last 11 innings. 6.
Not good.
Not good.
Good way to lose.
Not great.
Games. Yeah.
And what does that get you? It gets you a head coaching job at, was it New Mexico or New Mexico State?
New Mexico.
New Mexico State. Yeah. Man.
Yeah. Oregon's pitching coach becomes a head coach after that.
I mean, their ace was hurt, right? That guy was their ace. Yeah,
with like a mystery injury nobody knows about. By the way, if you're listening to this and you have no idea what we're talking about, so Oregon was in the Super Regional against Old Dominion.
Nope. Fellatio Bob.
Thank you. Yeah. BJ Robert. They won game 1 in fantastic fashion. It was a walk-off. It was amazing. Everybody was excited. Game 2, they should have won. It was bottom 9. Yeah, it was, because they were the visitors.
Bottom
9. They had a chance at a double play to end the game. Second baseman bobbles it. It extends the inning, and then they lose basically the next pitch, I think. Then game 3, they just got shut.
Well, they were leading.
No,
through
well, yeah, they had
four
a
th- or something like that.
They had a three-run bomb early on, and then their pitching just completely collapsed after that. It was very ugly. Lots of walks. Yeah, and they're, by the way, they're a very good team. Like that, like when you're going against a team where every single person rakes, like if you walk guys, you're going to lose. So
I mean,
that happened.
I know you wanted them in the College World Series, but it's probably a good thing they didn't make it, because I don't know if they would have won a game.
Well, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I've broke down TCU tape, but they probably could have out hit TCU.
They'd have to win every game 10-11.
No. They're losing very quickly, for sure. But they may have won the first game, because I think it's Virginia and Florida are on the other side of the bracket. They would have lost to whoever. They weren't winning it. They weren't advancing. They were summarily losing in two or three games. But it would have been nice to see them get there.
Absolutely. It would have been fun.
Just because baseball is so fluky that you can be overwhelming and not make it. You can not even make it out of the regionals.
But usually your Royals are case in point. It's usually pitching that'll get you. That is the fluky thing. Bats rarely get you, you know, winning it. But if you get pitchers hot at the right time, yeah, you could run through that tournament.
It really seems like nobody in college baseball pitches right now. Isn't that weird?
There's
like
a guy just,
like the insane numbers you're seeing. Again. Like Wake Forest put up like 22 runs the other day.
That game, I watched the first three innings of that game. That was amazing.
Jesus.
Every other pitch was a home run.
There was a guy, was it the Stanford pitcher threw like 150 plus?
Yeah, almost 160 PG. Pitches. Yeah.
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 And then did you see the way they advanced?
Yes. The ball getting lost in the lights. That's brutal.
So brutal.
That's brutal.
Like, I know it's Texas and we're not supposed to care about Texas sports, but that is brutal, man. That's a horrible way to lose, to end your season. Okay, so that happened. Now, I wrote down...
Can I just say one more thing about that?
Yeah.
I can't remember his name. Number one Oregon baseball fan right here. Thank you very much.
Give him his crown.
Number 49. Oh, my God. I never want to see that pile ever pitch again. He's like 6'11", and he comes in.
The dude, is he
all he did, the every single appearance, was just throw 12 straight balls. Like, none of them were close. He did it twice. Oh, my God. Go away, number 49. I know you're a true freshman. Go away. Get out of my life.
That's hard to do. Because my arm is
never close.
No, my arm is shot. I could throw a strike in 12 pitches. It might get hit 500 feet.
That's fine.
I could throw a strike at least right now.
Just throw a strike. The guy was texting with someone who doesn't really care about Oregon baseball. I mean, hey, welcome to the club, pal.
The amount of times that sentence was said over the weekend, though, like, throw a fucking strike. One. Throw one strike. Like, for God's sake, get ahead of one hitter. Like, it was so brutal to watch.
But it was like, he comes in and none of them are close. None of them are close. And when he came in on Sunday, it was like, okay, well, this game is over.
Yeah.
It may be a one-run game. This game is over. And number 49, bless your heart. I hope you have a great family life and career. You are banned.
It's not in baseball. Yeah.
Yes. You're going to go pro in something else.
Are you purposefully not saying his name?
Because I know. I just don't know his name. Okay. I just don't know his name.
Because I'm like, if you're like on purpose not wanting to like talk down on an Oregon baseball player, it's Dylan McShane.
Dylan McShane.
Yeah. I wish you the best in your life. I just hope you never throw a pitch for Oregon ever again.
Oh, he will. He's a true freshman.
Yes, he will.
He will.
And watch. It's going to be one of those stories like 3 years from now where he wins three games his senior year and it's this big success story.
At least the good news is you won't have to pay attention for, 357 days?
That was going to be my question, because I wrote all of this stuff down. like all these returning guys for Oregon baseball next year. It's like, oh, the, you know, people are saying the future's bright. It's like, okay, but we're not actually going to pay attention unless they do exactly this again. Right. I mean, that's what we're saying, right?
Yeah. I will not pay attention at all. And until they win the Pac-12, until they're back-to-back Pac-12 tournament champs, then we'll start paying attention again.
Stop being cowards and hire a good pitching coach. Then I'll pay attention, Oregon baseball. Yeah, something like that. Okay, well, I agree with you. I think it would have been fun to see him in the World Series, even if they would have gotten shelled. But yeah, it is what it is. It was fun. It was fun to watch. It was a fun couple weeks watching them play. So,
well, I guess that's always the argument for football. It's like, do you want to go get slaughtered in the Rose Bowl or go win, you know, an Alamo Bowl kind of thing?
Slaughtered in the Rose Bowl.
You still take the Rose Bowl, even though you probably don't have a chance.
Much rather lose to Terrell Pryor than win an Alamo Bowl.
Amazing. So if you've been paying attention to Husky Twitter, boy, do they love that Alamo Bowl win against like 5-loss Texas in December. Oh boy, do they love that. They're back, baby.
Let's stick on UW football. I saw a thing today. Do they really only have one recruit for next year's class?
Yeah, early? But it's still super early.
Super early? I mean,
Yeah.
Usually you have a couple in the, you know, in your pocket.
Well, I mean, I'm not saying they're doing great, but I honestly think they're 12th in the Pac-12. So obviously they're not doing great. I'm just saying it's
still not a thing. All right.
It's a little early.
They're just waiting for the LA schools to leave so they can bump up those charts, man. Go from 12 to 10 real quick.
it's a crying shame that goddamn like Bennett Williams gave up two like 70-yard bombs in the last 2 minutes in November, because the endless shit talking we could do to UW would just be priceless. But we can't. In a game where Oregon rushed for like 340 yards on 32 carries at home, they lost.
Now we're just going to get Penix just shoved down our throats.
He is. I've started listening to college football podcasts. Oh boy. It's Caleb Williams is here, Michael Penix, and then Drake May, and then there's an enormous gap and blah, blah, blah. Yeah, it's pretty crazy. Pretty crazy. I'm not saying Michael Penix is bad.
No,
I'm just
saying
he threw the ball 140 more times than Bo Nix last year and threw two more touchdowns. So, you know, Allen Iverson scored a lot of points too. That's all I'm saying. J.R. Smith averaged 22 points one season.
Thank you. I like the J.R. Smith comparison much better than the Allen Iverson.
Well, because you like Allen Iverson. Did we really want Allen Iverson shooting an important shot? Not really.
Never. Yeah, isn't that weird? One of the best scores in NBA history.
A cultural sensation. We did not want him shooting it from 16 feet with a minute left.
He was the answer.
Give it to Eric Snow! Give it to Dikembe! Where is Theo Ratliff? AI, no!
Wide open.
Theo Ratliff!
Theo Ratliff!
There's a name I haven't heard in a long time. All right, Nuggets won the title. That's a thing.
My only thought on the Nuggets title is, like I said, they're gentlemen sweep. We all kind of saw it coming. Denver's crowd? Okay, before I get to them, ABC was awful with the finals this year.
Good.
Graphically, did you guys watch it?
No, not really.
Yeah.
Like some.
I think I mentioned this last week, but like the score bug was just the regular season score bug. It wasn't gold like the last like 6 years. Yeah, it kind of symbolized.
You got to put the trophy up there.
Something was important on the score bug.
Yeah.
And we've gotten to a point where the digital graphics on the floor are to a point where when they show replays within the game, it no longer says NBA Finals on the court. It just is a regular season court because it's not actually a sticker on the court that says NBA Finals anymore.
Didn't they used to have Larry O'Brien trophy?
They did from like 07 to like 10, but they couldn't do it because players were slipping on the sticker.
Oh, on the sticker?
And if you actually, there's like a picture of from the Kobe, the 2010 Kobe Celtics finals, where there it's at Staples, and you can just see like so many like sliding footprints on that Larry O'Brien thing. It's really bad. But just having like a finals graphic on the court, it's so weird to see it. And then they show something from like underneath the camera, like right away on a foul, and it's gone. It just is the regular season court. It was really bizarre. But my biggest point is, Denver fans, you're awful. Did you watch a Denver game in the finals and be like, wow, this looks like a big game? Because none of the fans wore the shirts they gave them.
No. The games in Miami looked like a championship.
White hot or white out, whatever they call it. Everyone's wearing white. And I know, like, shirts for playoff games, it's not like it's a 50-year tradition. But I remember getting them in the late 90s when I went up to my dad and I. Oh, his kink was to go up to Portland for closeout games because the tickets were cheap. So it was like the Lakers in 97, the Spurs in 99 or whatever. It was sweeps. So we don't go up, but they'd hand you a shirt and people weren't wearing them 100% because it was kind of a weird new thing. But I remember game 7, Blazers, Celtics, Western Conference Finals, 2000. If you look at it, not everyone's doing it because it's still kind of a new thing. But so many people are wearing these yellow shirts that they gave out that said, I love LA. And anyone out there that's gone to Blazer playoff games in the last 10 years, they hand out shirts. But no one in Denver was wearing them. The whole experience was visually just weird to me when they were in Denver. It was just bizarre.
And that's weird because that's what you'd expect out of Miami in LA. The fans there thinking they're too good for rock and, just the T-shirt there.
That's one of the wild things about the Messi story is the fact that they sold out so quickly. Like, I understand the draw of Messi, but it's like Miami fans suck. Like, they don't go to things. But, they wore the shirts there. They sold out their MLS team like in a couple of days. It's wild. And by the way, like, to your point about the shirts, like, Warriors fans do that like every week. Like, every Warriors home game you see, they're all wearing white shirts, basically. So, yeah, bizarre. Like, totally bizarre. It's weird, because Denver keeps winning things. And so you think their fans would be sort of used to that stuff.
Well, I can tell you some things Denver fans won't be winning in anytime soon. And they're both on the football realm, so,
Yes.
Agreed.
Agreed.
Yes, and
even though I think I saw something today or yesterday that like the biggest Pac-12 national champion ticket people are buying is Colorado or something. I know we've kind of mentioned these stupid bets before with them. It's the dumbest thing. And yes, if they're plus like 4,000, okay, throw some money down, but they're not.
It should be plus 200,000.
It's just a very not sucker bet.
Yes.
Yeah.
I mean, I might just start offering bets and taking them myself. Just let anyone who wants to bet it. I'll just be my own, the own sports book.
Just walk around the street.
Yeah. Who wants? You want Colorado to win it all? All right.
You know who their coach is, right? Come on, man. I'll take that bet. Giving people odds walking down Fifth Street. That might be a thing.
It's not a legal thing, that's for sure. But
I'm just saying, maybe we should look into making it a legal thing.
I mean, it is legal.
TSB
regulated
TSB,
and
the sports books. I mean, let's go.
How did does all right? Barstool, they have their own sports book, right? Am I wrong about that?
So are they the sponsor of it?
See, I don't think they're just a sponsor. I thought it's like their sports book that they run.
I don't know how you do that.
The hardest thing in the world to get into is like the gaming commission. Like, watch Casino.
Well, the hardest and most expensive. Like, yes. You got to spend money to get in that shit. Yeah.
Well, then you also have to have, I don't know what the number, you have to have a certain amount of money behind you at like all times.
Yeah, you have to be able to cover a certain amount at any given time. We've all seen Ocean's 11. We know how much money casinos have to have in them at any
point. I mean, I assume we've all seen Ocean's 13 is the real one, but yes.
Yes, yes. I agree. No, but Ocean's 11 explained to us how much money they're supposed to have in a casino. And it's, I think back then it was like $100 million or something.
They were quainter times.
Yeah.
Those old small businesses, those casinos in, you know, the late 90s.
Those startups.
How did they get by?
Golden Nugget.
Yeah.
The startup casinos, man.
Stardust.
Speaking of Vegas, they are going to get the Oakland A's.
Are they?
They are. Really? The governor just approved the bill that was approved by the Nevada Senate that is going to allow the public funding. So it's like $380 million of public funding is going to be put towards the $1.5 billion stadium.
See,
did they not still have to vote on that as a city?
I think it's done.
No, it's not done. There's another layer.
Okay.
There's something there.
But my question is, okay, they were just given $390 million of $1.8 billion. John Fisher is going to pay that other million?
Bill and a half? Yeah.
That's the only thing I don't quite get. And then I also read something where I think, I forget what casino is giving them the land.
Is it MGM? Is that who owned it? The land?
I can't remember.
I can't remember either.
But it's a 9-acre plot of land. And I read something that of all the stadiums in MLB that have retractable roofs, none of them are sitting on anything less than, I think it's 12 acres of land. And I know they're making only a 30,000 seat stadium, so it's quite a bit smaller than whatever the hell they're calling it up in Seattle now, or
Old City.
Is it Minute Maid in Houston? I don't even remember anymore, but
it's not T-Mobile anymore?
No, it is T-Mobile. You're right.
Okay. Yeah, so that was kind of this like part of the story that came out today is that Rob Manfred basically just lied about Oakland not making an effort to keep the A's. Like he literally came out and said like, I feel bad for the Oakland fans. I feel bad for them but you know, the fact of the matter is Oakland never put forth a deal. Like, where's the deal from Oakland to try to build a stadium? No, and the fucking like everybody in Oakland who's like in a government position were like, no,
was that the mayor that came out and said
he's like, no, we kept throwing these good deals at him, but he wanted like this 55 acre sprawling thing where it was going to create a whole new community around the stadium. And so he's like, okay, that's what he wanted from us. And he wanted us to pay for it. And suddenly he's cool with 9 acres from Vegas. It's like, well, fuck that.
There's 50 acre plots in Vegas to go. So you're limited in Vegas.
No, but it's like if that's his whole sticking point with Oakland, did he really give a shit, or was he just throwing out this unrealistic situation?
Yes, 100%. Yeah. He was trying to offer something that they had 0% chance of fulfilling so they could get the fuck out of it.
Fisher sucks, and Manfred has been lying the entire time to basically protect him and get a team in Vegas because he wants a team in Vegas. I fully understand why Major League Baseball wants a team in Vegas. I get it. But the fact that they're just fucking over Oakland in the process sucks. And nobody likes it but Manfred and Fisher. Like nobody, like it, and everybody coming out and talking about it right now is like, this sucks. They're terrible people. And like Vegas is going to be happy to have their team. They're going to support them. They're going to make money. It's all going to be good for Major League Baseball and probably the franchise. Who the hell knows? But everybody else is losing. What?
Was the Golden Knights, were they an expansion team or were they a team that moved?
They were very famously an expansion team. Ski.
Yeah, man.
I think they made the Stanley Cup in their second year.
Yeah. They did. Yep.
That was first year, wasn't it?
I think you're right. I think it was the first year. See, the thing about Vegas that I don't quite get is I know everyone says like, oh, it's this booming metropolis. It is smaller than Portland. Like, it's not actually that big. And
they factor the tourists in there. Of course.
But I guess my thing also is the Golden Knights, absolute success. Total success in Vegas, even before they won the Stanley Cup, you know, the other night. But that's 41 nights in the winter. 81 times when it's 110 degrees out, when if you look at some of their plans are like, oh, it's a partial roof.
It cannot be partial.
With air-conditioned sections. Like, their plan isn't very good. I know I said it earlier, but I was kind of tongue-in-cheek. I'm not saying they're not actually going to eventually move to Vegas, because John Fisher very clearly does not want to be in Oakland. I'm not convinced that Vegas is going to be a great baseball town, though. I'm not convinced Vegas is a great NFL town. Watch a Raiders game. I mean, seats sold, I totally get it. But there's like half of their home schedule is kind of filled up with other teams' fans.
Yeah.
And again, seats sold, but... But that's only 8 or 9 times a year, not 81.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, the U.S.'s biggest sport versus number 4? NFL, college football, NBA, MLB?
And then hockey, yeah. And I think the NHL only worked there in Vegas, too, because the NHL has a maximum and a minimum salary cap. If he moves to Vegas, you think he's all of a sudden going to shell out $300 million in signing guys now, too? It's still going to be the A's out there. There's still even though they just won, 7 straight games, there's still a dog shit team and a dog shit farm system going right now. So I'm with you. I don't see how they fill it out.
So congrats to the A's. They no longer have the worst record in Major League Baseball.
Yeah, they won 7 in a row, and then they won 7 in a row, had the, the reverse boycott?
The reverse boycott,
where they filled the stadium, everybody chanted, fuck Fisher, and they all held up signs, and chanted at him to sell the team, blah, blah, blah. Then, basically the same day, the Senate in Vegas voted to pass the deal. By the way, it's... I think Booble, somebody put it in the chat. It's basically a done deal. Just because I don't think it has to go to a public vote. Like the House and the Senate in Nevada voted to do it, and then the governor signed it. That's what happened today. So,
I think, no, but see, what people are missing, because I read some of this, what people are missing is the public funding is not there. And there are really no stadium mocks. That's what people are missing. They're paying attention. I'm not saying they're not going to move eventually, but they're saying they're going to be there in 2027. We're late in 2023. There is a $1.5 billion gap in funding, right?
Yeah.
And there's no real stadium draw mock-up. I think they get there, but it's not, I don't think it's a done deal right now. They can, legislature can push that shit through, but all of a sudden, where is this $1.5 billion from? Because if you read stuff from the Nevada and Las Vegas media, the residents don't really want the A's.
No, I think it offers nothing to them as a community.
It really doesn't, and that's besides the point. Someone could magically come up with the $1.5 billion, I guess. I just don't know who it is.
It's wild that, like, the out of all the sports, like, all the teams they just got, like, the Knights win Stanley Cups, the Raiders are the Raiders. Like, we make fun of them, but they're the Raiders, like, one of the biggest NFL franchises ever. And the one they're going to pay money for is the A's. No, I totally get your point about the Raiders. I'm so glad Ice Cube
wore their hat in 1987. It's so relevant now. Oh, it's so relevant. Raiders are fucking losers.
So
man.
Glad John Madden coached their team for like 2 years.
God, there is not a franchise, I think, in professional sports that gets pub more for being absolute losers than the Raiders. The Raiders are losers.
When was the butt fumble game? How long ago was that?
2003?
Three?
No, 2001. It was the year Brady won the first Super Bowl.
It was, well, yeah.
Yeah, so they've been beyond irrelevant for 20 plus years at least.
I mean, I think the Raiders won the Super Bowl the next year, in fairness.
Was that
with Rich Gannon and Troy Brown and Jerry
Rice?
Yeah,
that was the following year?
Yes, but I'm not. It was 02 or 03. But yes, I don't know if they've won a playoff game since then.
Tim Brown, not Troy Brown. That's a different
person. Raiders are losers. Losers, losers, losers. I wish the media would stop treating them like they're cool. They're losers.
Okay, here's the thing then. Did Vegas get the perfect franchises for Vegas? Because the A's, nobody's going to care about in Vegas. But people who go to Vegas will want to go watch a Major League Baseball game.
Get free. I don't think they would.
You get like comp tickets well, with your hotel. Oh. Like, I'm just saying. Like,
here's the thing. 81 times a year. Okay, that's how many times they play. Do you think casinos are going to be giving out comp tickets? Because they don't want you to leave the casinos.
No, especially at a 7 o'clock start. Like I think they were the ones talking about they would start all the games early, like 4 o'clock on the West Coast starts.
Like again, I do think they eventually get to Las Vegas. I do. I think we're being, all of us are being kind of lazy about it though. Like it's not a perfect fit. The Raiders, like I said, 8 or 9 times. The Knights, it's in the winter time. It's not even peak tourist season for Christ's sake. I just don't know. I don't know. I just don't think baseball is. And like with the Knights, they do this whole thing where they ring this.
Well, everyone rings.
While there's dragons and horses and Knights jousting. Like that just isn't conducive to baseball. You know what I mean? Like, and you can say that
minor league baseball, it is like if there was a minor league team in Vegas, yeah,
there is a triple A team in Vegas.
Still, oh man, yeah. All right.
They changed their name. I can't remember what they are anymore, but there is still. I think it's Albuquerque, right?
Yeah.
I wish we could do sound. I wish we could do sound effects, man, because your double BJ sound effect was fantastic. The aww. It's good, man. somebody cut that out and save it.
Yeah, I don't know. I think it's whack. I think it's lame. I do think they get there eventually. I just think it's gonna be more of a challenge than it's being presented right now because $1.5 billion gap is a big gap. But it's Vegas, and they'll get it done.
Yeah. I got one more thing to shit on Manfred for, because it's fun to shit on Manfred. He sucks. Did you hear the Pride Night thing? It's Pride Month, if you haven't been paying attention. And Major League Baseball, like, the teams have, like, Pride Night initiatives, where they wear, like, the colored logos, and they have people in the community come to the stadium, blah, blah, blah. He told the Major League Baseball teams to not have Pride Nights because he quote-unquote didn't want to put the players in uncomfortable positions that go against their religion. So 29 major league, 29 out of 30 teams do have Pride Nights. The one team, actually, have you heard this? Do you know who the one team is?
I have not.
Okay.
I have not.
Who do you think the one team is?
I would say it's either that doesn't have it.
That does not have a Pride Night. Yeah.
I would say it's either a team in Florida or Missouri.
Texas. I would say Texas team.
Okay. Ski's right. So now we've narrowed it down. Which team?
Rangers seem the best option.
We going with Rangers?
I'm going with Rangers.
Yeah. Rangers is the correct answer. Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Texas Rangers.
I mean, team was owned by W, so it fits.
Speaking of the Rangers, I just found out 9 seconds ago that Bruce Bochy is a Texas Ranger.
Here's a little fun fact. Ran into Bruce Bochy up in Seattle at a restaurant. Biggest head in the world.
How did I know you were going there?
Biggest melon ever. And just fucking frying pan mitts. Dude just like crushed my hand in a handshake.
Wow, you shook his hand?
Yeah.
Wow. That's great. It's like people who shook Sinatra's hand. Ski shook Bochy's hand.
Yeah, hey, I met Bud Black.
Dwarf.
Another Padres manager. His head was pretty normal.
Was it normal size at that?
Yeah, it was pretty normal.
Oh, the Bruce Bochy has like Andre the Giant hands. Right. And dome.
And dome, yeah.
So good. Oh, man. We big-headed folks. It's tough to buy hats, man. He's lucky he's a manager. They can just custom fit hats for him. His size 9.5 head. I don't remember. I did hear what size hat he actually wears one time, and it shocked me. I just can't remember it right now. Oh, here you go.
It's large. Whatever.
Ready for some football? Ready for a football update? We just got it in the chat.
What is this? The fourth level Europa League finals?
It's the USA versus Mexico.
Kevin Burkhead is the USMNT coach again. He got renewed or something, right?
Is that
Rex Burkhead? Did?
Who? Yeah.
Something like that. Rex Hudler. Ellis Burks.
The Bulldog. Hudler.
It's the CONCACAF Nations League semifinal.
Oh, get the fuck out of here. No one cares. Seriously.
Oh, here we go from Booble, by the way. Before I give you that that football update, Bochy had an 8 1/8 size hat. It's a big dome. It's a big dome.
Pretty dumb.
It's a big dome. So Christian Pulisic scored for the U.S. to put them up 1-0 on Mexico.
Great.
Cool. I hope we win the Border Cup trophy.
Hey, do we get a trophy?
Soccer's so dumb.
Yeah. No, North and South American soccer's dumb. Like,
we could span that east into Europe as well.
Wow, that's a bold statement. It's a bold statement. I mean, I know King's out because the Spurs are about to lose Harry Kane, and he's just about to lose interest.
I'm just out because the season never fucking ends.
Yeah.
And they play for pretend trophies, and it's dumb. Stop pretending like it's neat.
Just think if they actually would have had this like Superliga or whatever they were trying to form.
Please have a Super League. Make it defined. I don't need Derbies and UEFA cuffs. It's stupid. It's a dumb sport. I hate it. Go away.
Yes. Let us know when the
soccer is dead in America. There. It's dead.
Wow. Some big.
The biggest soccer news in like 20 years in America is that Grant Wall died. Like, let's just be honest.
I thought it was. Don't they have some British guy on their team now? Braga, you would know.
They got the. Talked about him a couple weeks ago. He's like, yes, he is British, and he's. We talked about him because he's not good enough to like be a striker on the British team.
Yeah,
and so he became an American. And he's going to be their number one striker. He became an American. He
was proud to be an American. He was like, where at least I know we suck.
Sorry, I almost interrupted.
We got the NFL. England, you're a cuck, and I proudly stand here in the N. friend zone.
Because that's where you score in real football.
God bless the USA.
And baby Gronk.
Rizzed up Livy.
Rizzed up Livy. Oh, we're old. Okay, so you don't want to talk about Messi going to Miami some more then?
Don't care.
Okay, let's do our list then. Seriously? Okay, real quick. We're at like minute, like we're coming up on minute like 50.
So okay, this is all I'm going to say about now, Messi.
We can do an hour.
All I'm going to say about Messi is saw whoever Zlatan was, don't care about Messi. He's on the East Coast. The games are going to start at like noon on Wednesdays in Fort Lauderdale. Don't care. Don't care.
Still on Apple TV as well.
Yes, yeah, yes. Yeah, so cool. Yeah. Yeah. I'm watching that shit anyway. Watch it on Root. Watching on Apple Plus.
They're on Apple Plus, and their jerseys are made by Adidas. I'm out.
I'm out. Okay. I'm out.
I'm out.
All right.
And
for that reason,
I'm out. Okay, our list.
So our list this week is top three like required pizzas at like an office party type setting. So you're buying pizzas for, you know, I don't know, 40, 50, 30, 70 people, you know, whatever. I guess you're just 300 people. But you have to have like three staples of pizza, right? Yeah. And I'm saying this because I just had this at work, and we had cheese pizza. We had pepperoni, pineapple, and jalapeno.
Whoa. What are you
doing? And we had barbecue chicken. That was it.
Wow.
In my eyes, there's only one correct answer for this.
But
for three pizzas. Three. Yeah. But there's only one correct answer for the three.
Oh, wow.
I would imagine
that's probably pepperoni, not to like spoil the whole thing.
Yes,
I hate is I'm opening these boxes and they're not even like just called like pineapple, pepperoni, and jalapeno. They're called like Mr. Magoo.
Where were these?
It was a plain white box, and all of them had these clever names like Jinky Joyce. I'm like, what does this mean? I opened like pineapple, pepperoni, and jalapeno. Like, okay, I'll grab a slice, but that's a pretty narrow lane.
And that's the wild thing about like a work pizza situation too.
That's the thing
It's because you're going from white box to white box. Like, okay, what am I going to pull? What am I going to pull? And if you go through all the boxes and you're like, this is all fucking terrible. Like who made these decisions? It's brutal.
But again, that's why there's only three acceptable pizzas to get in this scenario.
And then, it's pizza. So you eat it anyways. I mean, and by the way, yeah. I do love a good barbecue chicken pizza. Like it's fantastic. So out of your scenario, that's what I'm going with.
Yeah, I half shrugged at the barbecue chicken, but should we just get pepperoni out of the way? Because that is a 100 has to be a staple of the three
pepperoni,
in any scenario.
Just pepperoni has to be there. Like it has to. It's absolutely wild that they didn't do just pepperoni. Like that, it's crazy.
That's literally the first thing you order when you're calling it in. I need so many pepperoni pizzas.
Like it dates back to our childhood. It's like what are the pizzas you get like at a kid's pizza party or like a baseball team party? You get pepperoni and cheese, and that's all you get.
Well,
because that's what kids want, and that's what grown-ups want.
I think cheese anti-cheese pizza. I think cheese has to be one of them.
This is the biggest thing.
Pepperoni and cheese have to be two of the three.
You are adults with jobs at a party. If you order just cheese pizza, you don't even bother eating pizza at this point.
That's how the Italians made it, bro. That's the purest form of pizza. It's just cheese with maybe a basil or a basil leaf on it.
You need some there's no basil. Yeah, what the fuck did the Italians know about pizzas?
King over here.
I mean, they made Totino's. What are you arguing with?
King over here, he's the guy at the work pizza party who folds up the piece of pizza.
Oh, you got to fold up. Oh. You got to fold up.
He gets the Papa John's cheese slice and folds it up.
Oh, I wouldn't eat Papa John's. Get out of here.
Yeah, I completely agree with you. Cheese has to be one. Pepperoni has to be one.
So we're both pepperoni just get some, and cheese.
You might as well just order a side of cheesy bread at this point.
Look at this unsophisticated guy over here.
Yeah, I know.
You have to taste. That is the essence. That is the nectar. That is the breast milk of the entire operation right there. Pizza cannot form without the cheese.
It's not even a pizza because cheese is not a topping. Therefore, you have a pizza with no toppings on it.
Cheese is definitely a topping, Ski. You can't
cheese
eat bread.
Comes on all pizzas. It comes on all pizzas. Soft no. cheese.
Does it
bread.
Come on a, like a true Chicago? I'm not sure about that.
So you're putting cheese in the category of like sauce on a pizza?
Yes.
Incredibly terrible.
Wow.
Incredibly
pizza
terrible.
Pizza is the bread, the sauce, and the cheese. That's what's make a pizza.
Perfection. That's how Michelangelo drew it up.
Yeah.
And Donatello.
Yeah.
Raphael, a little bit of a wild card.
He's a wild card.
Raphael does not like cheese pizza, guaranteed.
Raphael's putting sardines on his pizza. Actually, I think Michelangelo definitely put sardines on his pizza in the movies, if I remember.
Especially when the evil Shredder attacked.
Yeah, yeah. Sardines, dude.
His turtle boys didn't cut him no slack.
Nah, man.
Never.
Go ninja, go.
All right, Ski. We have two. What's your second one? You have pepperoni and what?
So, to be democratic, to bring the most people in, you have to have just a veggie pizza.
That's my number three. Okay, so.
But so then I'll roll the other one. You, instead of cheese, either you get a combo pizza. You know, or some call it like a supreme. You need Slums. Some meat.
Slovenly.
With some veggie combo.
But it's those like 47 kinds of meat. Get pepperoni and ground beef and salami and Pepe-cola. I don't need 14 meats.
Yeah, I need that fucking gabagool on there.
If I wanted all the meats, I'd go to Arby's. I want a pizza.
Ooh, can you do it like an Arby's beef cheese sandwich?
Ooh.
Pizza? Is that
what? Oh my. Do not tempt Arby's.
So here's what
with the melted cheese?
You guys would order your bullshit cheese pizza, and I'll go buy some fucking Arby's, and now we'll have a real pizza putting that on your cheese pizza.
I'm not eating the cheese pizza.
This is
insane. A pizza party. You have people who you work with who
adults only eat
cheese. Yes! Like fully functioning adults who are also have the palates of babies. And they want to eat cheese pizza. So if it's a work party, you've got to get a cheese, dude.
It's so funny because if you guys actually like go to like pizzasnob.com, cheese pizza is the purest form of pizza. You guys are
so wrong.
That's
exactly why it's
so wrong on this one.
So
when you eat sushi, you take some ginger as a palate cleanser, right? You cheat.
Nope.
Oh, you cretin. You're disgusting. Ginger. I want to vomit. I want to throw up all over the screen, you nasty man.
See me, I eat so much pizza that like a cheese pizza is like a palate cleanser for me. I'll eat like
it's kind of what I'm saying is that's why it's appropriate for a pizza party.
I'll eat a slice.
You can have whatever and then you throw in the cheese pizza. You have a bite of the cheese pizza, a bite of the crust. You've now had your ginger between your unagi and whatever. Like, it is great. Supreme pizza is disgusting.
I'm so glad Supreme you brought that
pizza
back.
Supreme pizza belongs in a jail cell with Jerry Sandusky. Supreme pizza, more like, I don't know. I don't even know. It's so gross. I don't have anything to say. I'm done. I'm appalled. This is disgusting.
It's like Supreme's crazy because on paper, it should be really good. But it's horrible. It's
veggies like, and meat. What more do you want?
No, it's not.
It's like 14 kinds of meat.
Yeah, that's the problem. It's
ground beef on my pizza,
and it's greasy and fucking gross. It's gross. It should be good because I like all of the things that are on it. Like individually, sausage, big fan. You know, like pepperoni, big fan. Like whatever fucking meat they put on there, love it. Put it all together, no.
Too much.
It's a madman. Madman came up with the Supreme Pizza. Okay, so we have, the sophisticated people, the people who know what they're doing, cheese and pepperoni. What's the
cheese pizza eater should be culled from society.
You like Supreme Pizza, bro?
I never said I liked it. I said that is what you would get for a party.
No, it's pepperoni, appalling.
A veggie, and then a combo or a Supreme. Those are the three pizzas you get.
At some point, if you're the shot caller here, you have to make a decision, like, based on morals and like, you know, just thinking of the greater good. If you're getting a Supreme Pizza, like, what does that say about you and what you think of your coworkers?
King said they just got pineapple, pepperoni, and jalapeno.
I said it was terrible. I didn't say it was good. I said it was appalling, but I'm saying Supreme Pizzas are always appalling.
You know what you should do is file an HR complaint against the person who ordered.
Oh, my stomach hurts just thinking about Supreme Pizza. Oh, grow up, Ski. Grow up.
At least it's a pizza.
Grow up, Doug.
Yeah, she had fucking
shit. She came down in a bubble, Doug. Grow up.
You guys enjoy your fucking cheesy bread. I'll have a real pizza.
I will. Absolutely.
From the old country. From the old country.
You're not having like a fucking margarine pizza with, you know, like fresh mozzarella thrown on there with some basil. No, you're having like the most processed, just terrible cheese and sauce.
Paizan, you don't tell me what I eat.
I will tell you. As the most
Italian over here trying to give us a lesson on this shit.
Yeah.
My 51% Italianist says, get that cheese pizza out of here.
All right, what's the third? We got a third one in the chat from Booble. And I'm curious for your thoughts, because it's not far off, I don't think, if we're talking about a work situation. He says, even though the pizza is fucking gross, the number three has to be Hawaiian. I, myself, have always been a fan, and I know I catch shit for it.
I'm not averse to it.
Yeah, I know I catch shit for it. Like you know the radio show I used to be on. That man hates pineapple on pizza, man. Like, with a passion. And whenever the conversation came up, I'd be like, oh, yeah, it's great. Like, just to give him shit, basically. I genuinely will eat it. Like, if it's not the one, probably not the one I'm gonna order for myself, but...
See, pineapple pizza to me is like how you think of the Supreme Pizza. Like, on paper, it makes sense. Salty, savory, sweet. That should work. It just doesn't work for me. But I actually will back Booble on this. That Supreme, Canadian bacon and pineapple, whatever you go for your third, that something like that.
For the workplace. Works. Yeah, right?
Yes.
I'm also not averse to the barbecue chicken for the third one. I don't know how many people at your work would be into it though.
Judging by the boxes, not many.
I myself would
see that was one least touch of the three.
Easy.
Wow. Really?
So maybe your like whoever ordered the pizzas knows something about your work, I guess.
I'm just saying.
Well, people probably got that pepperoni pizza, picked off the jalapeno and the pineapple, and had just an actual pepperoni pizza.
That was the best one they had, to be honest.
Wild.
See, my thing with barbecue chicken pizza, though, is there are so many variables you can't control.
Yeah.
How much barbecue sauce, how big are the pieces of chicken. It's just a dangerous game.
That's where I'm at with, like, taco pizza, too. I think it'd be done well, but it's a toss up on how the place actually.
Taco pizza is either terrible or great. There's no in between. Yeah. And like even at Papa's Pizza, if you get it delivered, you have to order like the tomatoes and lettuce on the side.
So by the time
it gets there, it's still crispy and fresh. Because if they deliver it on the box, it's all wilty and nasty.
Oh, yeah.
That's something I have not had in too long. I gotta fork out the $60 and get me a Papa's Pizza.
A Papa's Pizza.
I got a taco pizza from Papa's probably like 3 months ago. And I think it was with tip. I think it was like $70 for a large.
Wild. I mean, I like it. I genuinely like it. So, it's crazy.
I mean, it's that inflation in Biden's America here.
In this economy, Hunter Biden's America? What are we even talking about?
But, like, in Eugene, Papa's Pizza is probably the best, like, delivered pizza. Not the best pizza place.
Yeah.
But the best delivered, easily one, I would think.
Yeah. There are better pizza places in the area.
Yes, for sure.
But consistency and that can be delivered anywhere, that's probably it. Yeah.
You're getting a solid pie every time from Papa's, that's for sure.
It's very hearty. You're always going to be leaving the table full.
And with leftovers, generally.
Yes.
Yeah, which is nice if you're dropping a bill on a pizza.
Have I ever told you my controversial Papa's Pizza mushroom take?
No, I'm into hearing it, though.
So I love mushrooms on a pizza.
I can't back you there. I've been with you at this point.
Totally fine. Mushrooms are controversial in general. I get it.
I hate them.
They're like fresh-cut mushrooms. Get them out of my life. Don't want them. They're shitty, soggy, slug-like, gelatinous material out of a can mushrooms. Mamma mia! It pops. It just pops on a Papa's pizza. I can't explain it.
It somehow like melds with the cheese so well. It's like
incredible. It is incredible. It makes no sense. And it's deeply embarrassing. But it's so good.
What happens in the middle between the mushrooms where they go from salad bar to pizza bar? Like, what happens? What's the magical formula that happens?
I think they just dip them in dish soap for about a day, strain it, and throw it in a can. I don't know.
It's their special marinade.
They don't look anything like the fresh-cut ones. It's a much different color, consistency. The whole thing is weird, but it works.
So I'm 100% with you on this.
Attaboy. Yeah. See, we found common ground. We did it.
Mr. Gorbachev, tear those walls down. We just did that, guys. All right. Do we have anything else?
I don't think so.
I don't think so either. I think we did it.
Before we leave, hey, Blazers, trade for Zion. Get rid of Scoot and get Zion.
We're not going to do this again this week. We're not going to do Blazers this week.
So before we're officially done.
Okay.
So the Knicks get a lot of shit. The Knicks and Lakers get a lot of shit traditionally for being fan bases where they're like, who's going to beat this team? And they list like four stars. Three of them aren't on the team. You know, all these photoshops. Yeah. First Take ran a segment today on who would beat the Heat next year with Jimmy Butler, Bam Adebayo, Bradley Beal, and Damian Lillard. It's not even possible. I just want to say that the Miami Heat are, and then I looked it up on Twitter, and there's all these photoshops already. I'm like, oh my God, Miami fans, chill. That just does not work. Like, who would you even trade?
I don't know. At least Miami families make more sense than what I saw from Nets fans trying to say,
oh,
the Nets would get Dame in the big hall. The Blazers would get like Joe Harris and Spencer Dinwiddie and like two second round picks. I'm like, yeah, that's
like, I feel ridiculous biting on the Zion rumors, but at least I'm like, number three pick, Simons, you know, something else, blah, blah, blah. These other ones are just—they're not.
I'm not Zion. Give me Brandon Ingram.
Yeah, he doesn't play defense.
No one on the Blazers do anyway, so he fits right in.
What he said.
At least he plays.
Blazers haven't played defense in like 5 decades. They haven't played defense since they had Brian Grant, I guess. That's a thing, right? And Ed Davis.
That's the last Ed Davis.
A 20-year gap in between. Ed Davis and Al Farouk Aminu. What a funny Twin Towers. They're both like 6'7". Seriously, Ed Davis had to be the shortest like center to play like 5+ years in the NBA ever.
Charles Barkley, like 6'8".
It made no sense.
Yeah. Classic.
Guard Anthony Davis in the playoffs, Ed Davis. Okay.
I can't believe they lost.
I can't believe they lost in five. Wow. How weird.
It's wild. Okay, let's bounce.
Yep.
Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. We kept it close to an hour today. We're a little bit over because you had to talk about the fucking Blazers.
It was my fault.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're the one who brought it up. You're the one who ruined it. Nice job.
Yep. Put that in the issue box for next week.
Yeah.
We'll get to it.
Yeah. Put it in the issue box. All right. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening. Next podcast is Sunday. It is Zombieland. So listen.
We didn't solve systemic racism. Huh.
We'll get to it next week. Yeah, yeah.
Systemic racism. We hear you and we see you.
I'm glad you didn't say we value you. That's what we usually say. Good omission. Okay. Bye, guys.